This is Your Wetlands. I'm Jerry Kay. Today, as part of our series regarding Flood Control 2.0, we focus on Lower Walnut Creek.
Lower Walnut Creek is one of the three demonstration projects in the Regional Flood Control 2.0 project. The three projects were chosen because they were at different stages of project development. Lower Walnut Creek was the one that was still in the planning stage, and so the idea is that we can build on some of the lessons from the other two projects, and then we can also share our planning process and what we've learned with other future projects.
Paul Detchens is a senior civil engineer with the Contra Costa County Flood Control and Water Conservation District.
Lower Walnut Creek is at the mouth, or the lowest part, of the 150-square-mile Walnut Creek watershed, and it encompasses nine cities and about 300,000 people in the center part of Contra Costa County.
It is adjacent to and drains into Suisun Bay, and it's about 7 miles north of the actual city of Walnut Creek. Lower Walnut Creek was constructed in the 1960s as a single-purpose Army Corps of Engineers flood control channel. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. Notice I use the words single-purpose flood control channel. That single objective was flood control, but now we see other equally important objectives, such as habitat for wildlife and a place for people to get out of doors and experience nature. In addition, Lower Walnut Creek has a tremendous amount of sediment coming down from higher ground, requiring frequent dredging.
And when you excavate or dredge out that sediment, it comes back within about 5 to 7 years. And so that periodic dredging of the channel has benefits in terms of keeping the flood conveyance, but it's also very damaging to the environment and extremely expensive to do.
So the Flood Control District worked with the Army Corps of Engineers for about 10 years to come up with a new way of managing Lower Walnut Creek.
Ultimately, that project did not move forward due to lack of federal funding for the Corps side of things, and also because what we were trying to do was a very different type of project than what the Corps typically does. So we went to a very unusual path, which was called selective deauthorization. We like to say it took an act of Congress to make this happen, and it's true. In WERDA 2014, we had legislation that removed the lowest 4 miles of the 22-mile Corps of Engineers system in this watershed and removed it from the federal system and returned it to local control.
Which meant that the Contra Costa County Flood Control District could develop its own plan for Lower Walnut Creek, ensuring that it continues to provide flood protection but would also be sustainable for the habitat and for the Flood Control District's budget.
And the whole idea is to try to work with natural processes rather than work against them, as was the mindset of the 1960s.
As Paul mentioned, one of the challenges is sediment, which comes into the creek from higher elevations. To maximize the creek's flood control benefits, that sediment has been removed. But the new plan is to actually keep it in place to benefit the habitat for a variety of organisms.
Because we did not dredge the channel as frequently as the Corps originally required us to do, sufficient sediment has been placed there that the channel is in a quasi-equilibrium state, meaning that if you dig a hole out, it's going to fill in with sediment, but it doesn't keep filling in with sediment. It really returns to a balanced state. There's significant wetland habitat that's built up onto that sediment. The Corps' vision was to take out all that vegetation and habitat. Our vision is to preserve the habitat that's already there that shouldn't have been there and come up with a better way of managing it.
Where are you in the planning process right now for Lower Walnut Creek?
We're in the midst of a 18-month-long community-based planning process, and we're at a point where we have looked at a number of different alternatives, and we're working with a stakeholder group as well as the general community to help fully inform what our final consensus alternative will look like. We've looked at a lot of different alternatives through this planning process. The preferred alternative is looking like we'll take some levees, then we'll move them back or set them back from the channel, and we'll actually reconnect portions of Walnut Creek to its historic floodplain. And then we'll be able to take those lands that are low-quality wetlands that are currently on the dry or the land side of the levee and open them up to tidal flows and have good habitat on the wet side of the levee and be able to connect it to the tidal flows that come in twice a day.
And this is also really interesting. The Lower Walnut Creek Restoration Project is one of the first projects the Flood Control District has worked on that is fully cognizant of the effects of climate change and sea level rise.
And so one of our fundamental goals of the project is to be resilient to 2050 and to be adaptable to end of century. So one of the things that we've learned throughout this process, specifically for our Pacheco Marsh property that we own in conjunction with the John Muir Land Trust, is that that was a marsh that had been diked and drained in the past and then filled with a lot of the dredge spoils that the Corps took out of the channel and from other places. It actually is higher than all the surrounding marshlands and is really a degraded marshland. But it has something called elevation capital. So when the lands around this with sea level rise, as they become more and more frequently inundated and turn into more tidal mudflats, we want to position it to not have the best wetlands this year, but to evolve into that to provide refugia for the species that may have to evacuate lower marshlands and also be resilient to sea level rise.
What are some of the benefits of the plan that is envisioned?
One of the main benefits is it erases the conflict that we've traditionally had with the Corps of Engineers about how the system should be managed. The Corps, on one hand, said that this maintenance had to happen, and simultaneously other branches of the Corps would say that we're not going to give you permission to do that because of the environmental damage that comes with that. And so this restoration process we're working through really seeks to solve that conflict and allow us to maintain the system in a sustainable manner, which reduces the expenditure of public money that has to happen, and also reduces the environmental damage that was required for the dredging that was previously required by the Corps of Engineers. In terms of social benefits, Lower Walnut Creek is currently closed to the public. We've been working closely with East Bay Regional Park District on an extension of the Iron Horse Regional Trail. That'll help bring hikers and bicyclists and even commuters that can come through this corridor and see what isn't normally open to the public. We want to convert low-quality uplands and wetlands into high-quality wetlands that will improve habitat for a number of rare and endangered species, such as the salt marsh harvest mouse and birds such as the black rail and the Ridgeway's rail.
My thanks to Paul Detchins. There is more information about the Lower Walnut Creek restoration at lowerwalnutcreek.org. And to learn more about Flood Control 2.0, visit yourwetlands.org and then click on the Flood Control 2.0 link. Thank you for listening. I'm Jerry Kay.